Greetings, greetings. We're here with another episode of AV Experts Podcast. My name is Ivan Collins. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm your gracious host for this episode of AV Experts Podcast. We're here today, folks, to discuss some pretty important topics, some things that could be, quite frankly, game changers as it pertains to the way that we're doing things today. And it's a big deal. But before we jump into it, this episode is brought to you guys by InnoFace Systems. InnoFace Systems provides state-of-the-art audiovisual solutions for government, commercial, and residential clients. Give InnoFace Systems a call for your next audiovisual project. InnoFace Systems can be reached at 877-721-4040. Also, check them out on the web at www.innofacesystems.com. All right, so without further ado, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this very important topic. This big change is kind of happening right under our nose, but it's still kind of in the background a bit because a lot of people don't believe it's a real deal thing. A lot of people don't believe that it's actually something that's going to change the way that we operate and change the way that the world kind of functions at this time. And I've done some pretty extensive research on the topic, and at this point, I feel like it's a game changer. And that thing, ladies and gentlemen, that very thing is what we call the metaverse. Yeah, the metaverse. M-E-T-A-V-E-R-S-E. Instead of universe, it's called the metaverse. And what the metaverse is a new place, a new way of surfing the web, a new way of interacting. We had Internet 1.0, which was, okay, get on a big clunky computer, go to a website, pull it up, function, do whatever you need to do, dial up internet access, which was extremely slow at the time, but we thought it was fast. Then we had Internet 2.0, which was, you know, the smartphone revolution. That's when the smartphone kind of showed us that, hey, this internet thing can be more than just going to a basic website, but we can actually use the internet to enhance the way that we function on a daily basis. And that's what a smartphone kind of gave us, with app developers and different programs and softwares. These apps in Internet 2.0 enable us to just kind of be better and do things in a smarter way. Now, with the metaverse, which is what we're calling Internet 3.0, it's a total game changer. You go from being on something to being in something. Before, you were on the internet, but now you're in the internet. You become a part of the internet, and you can actually own things in the internet. Just like you can own a website right now in the metaverse, you'll be able to own digital assets and digital property and digital everything virtually. This is why it's such a game changer. In addition to that, we knew that, okay, 3D was coming, virtual reality, goggles, blah, blah, blah. We saw that 10, 15 years ago. However, we didn't know how, to what extent this was going to be used in our daily lives. And it's getting to a point to where it's actually going to be used a lot. We see that it's going to be a huge part of the way that we do things. How will that impact, how will all of this impact the audiovisual industry? And why am I talking about it on AV Experts Podcast? Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now, when you want to have a meeting with someone, oh yeah, and by the way, we're in a virtual space already with Zoom calls, Teams meetings. I mean, I don't think the office work is going to come back anytime soon in full capacity. And quite frankly, I think it may be a part of the way that we do business for a very long time, if not forever. So right now, when you want to, you know, have a meeting with someone across the country, you used to, you know, get on the telephone and give them a call. Then it evolved to, okay, here's some software that we all will get on at the same time, and we'll see each other through the computer with a camera. And we're still in that stage right now, for the most part. However, in the metaverse, instead of seeing your folks in your audiovisual meeting or your people in a Zoom meeting through a camera, you'll be able to either put on goggles, 3D goggles, or a mixture of what we call, it's kind of a mixed reality type of glasses or goggle situation where you can still see the real world, but in addition to seeing the real world, you actually see the virtual world. So the new way that this is going to be done, the new way that you're going to have meetings is going to be virtually, but in real life. So you can look across a conference room table and see your coworker in a virtual world. You can see the person presenting in a virtual world. You can ask them questions. They can actually see your facial expressions. There's also some new technology out right now that tracks your hand movement and your body movement. So now, instead of just seeing an avatar in a virtual world, you're seeing a real representation of your coworker, of yourself in this virtual space. In addition to that, the virtual space can have digital assets built into it. So for example, let's say that you want to meet at the top of a beautiful mountain in Hawaii, and you want to have a background that shows you the ocean. Well, that scene or that setting, depending on how beautiful it is and how much time the programmer put into creating that space, could be something that gets sold or rented or used, just like you go to a hotel now to rent a conference room for a meeting today. So you begin to operate in a digital space versus a real life reality type of space or situation. This is a game changer for the audiovisual industry, because the question becomes, if we're all putting on augmented reality glasses or we're all putting on goggles, what is the need for an LED display or a video wall or a projection system? And that's a very good question. I actually wrestled with that, and I thought to myself, okay, how could this, you know, impact the way that we're doing business over at InnoFace Systems? And I came to the conclusion that there's going to be some big changes. There's going to be some big changes. Either holographic projection systems will begin to take the lead, because we've had holograms for a very long time. However, they haven't made it into mainstream conference rooms or mainstream presentation halls or auditoriums. I think it's because there hasn't been a real way to view them that the mainstream has kind of, you know, latched onto. So with the metaverse, this will kind of open the doorway for a digital type of holographic or hologram projection system situation in a lot of conference rooms or meeting spaces. Do I think that, you know, most of the world one day will be walking around with some kind of augmented reality glasses on, or 3D glass or 3D shades on? I'm torn, actually. I don't know. I could see myself with some really cool augmented reality shades on, walking around and just, you know, seeing things in a digital way as well as a physical way. So this is very interesting stuff that I think could impact us heavily. Some companies that are kind of spearheading this at this time, there's a couple of folks who are really kind of at the forefront of it. A company called Presence Platform, that they actually have hand interaction tools, and they're building goggles that allow you to operate in the metaverse. Cambria, which is I think it's a Facebook company that actually gives you augmented reality glasses or mixed reality glasses. So this is a big deal. This is a huge, this is a huge change in the way that we do things. And I just want to talk about it and just kind of put it out there to let folks know that it's coming down the pipeline. It's a real thing. A lot of these decentralized platforms are built on the cryptocurrency, non-fungible token or NFT platforms. So, you know, within these new metaverse worlds, because there's not just one metaverse, there's going to be several metaverses. And right now, the programmers are kind of doing their best to build the best metaverses. And, you know, when we're able to get into these spaces and move around and do different things, this is when we'll be able to decide, you know, which is going to be more prevalent or less prevalent. Do we go to, you know, Zoom.com in the metaverse or Teams in the metaverse, or do we go to some other platform with their own metaverse? But think of a metaverse or a space on this virtual reality platform as a website. So there'll be a lot of different ones. So I just want everyone to kind of be thinking about this. Interface Systems, we're already putting some things in place to kind of capitalize off of the metaverse. Right now, I'll tell you that computer programming is definitely the way to go as it pertains to operating in the metaverse. So yeah, that's this episode of AV Experts Podcast. Feel free to send me an email, comment, subscribe, do what you gotta do. I'm interested in your comments on this topic. It's very, very interesting stuff to me. And as always, we like to stay at the forefront of technology, and this is definitely at the forefront at this time. Again, this episode is brought to you guys by InnoFace Systems. Check us out on the web, www.InnoFaceSystems. Also, give us a call for all of your audiovisual needs at 877-721-4040. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of AV Experts Podcast.